With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale says many homeowner insurance policies can help out with evacuation expenses.
If they're subject to a mandatory civil evacuation order, many insurance policies provide extra living expense coverage for up to 2 weeks.
Rosendale advises saving all evacuation-related receipts, and he has this advice for anyone who is currently or who may one day be threatened by wildfire.
Well, the most important thing for people to do is to document. It's critical.
Rosendale says insurance agents need a good checklist of a policyholder's possessions that could be destroyed or damaged in a fire. I'm Bo Baker.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Two Montana juveniles have been cited for starting a fire that burned two structures and about 250 acres of land. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that firefighters corralled the fast-moving grass fire on Monday north of Three Forks. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office didn't specify what charges the juveniles face. The Sheriff's Office had issued an evacuation warning for the area during the fire. Residents were allowed to return to their homes Monday night, but were being kept out of areas where helicopters were still working. The size of the mandatory evacuation area along U.S. Highway 12 west of Lolo has been reduced. At about 2 o'clock this afternoon, Missoula County's sheriff allowed residents along a 1.7-mile stretch of Highway 12 back into their homes. That stretch is on the east side of the evacuation area, from mile marker 20 to 21.7. But Fire Information Officer Sig Palm says,
it's still in the warning area, pre-evacuation warning. So that means be prepared to take off at a moment's notice if something happened.
The full evacuation order remains in effect along both sides of U.S. Highway 12 from mile 21.7 to mile 29. The original evacuation order applied to about 165 residences. Today's modification reduces that to about 150. Highway 12 closed briefly yesterday, but remains open now with pilot cars through the fire area. Montana's Department of Transportation says motorists should expect delays and that the highway could be closed again at any time. I'm Maxine Spire.